If the Assembly approves a draft decision before it tonight, Richard Harris could use his lot at the corner of Atlin Drive and Mendenhall Loop Road for commercial purposes. Harris bought the 2-acre parcel from the U.S. Forest Service in 2010. He first applied for it to be zoned light commercial a year later.
We're pleased with the decision, and we can now look at beginning to plan with more certainty of what we may be able to do with the parcel.
Nearby homeowners say the property should continue to be zoned for residential use, which is the case for most of the surrounding neighborhood. The Juneau Community Development Department and Planning Commission have agreed, denying 3 requests by Harris to have the lot rezoned. Tim Banaszak lives in the neighborhood and is a vocal opponent of Harris's rezone request.
Essentially, they're negating all the recommendations of the neighborhood, the Planning Commission, and all the parties concerned. And the only one in favor is the actual property owner.
The draft decision says the Planning Commission failed to consider the highest and best use of Harris's lot. It says the commission did not place any weight on the need for affordable housing in Juneau. Commercial zoning allows higher density housing than residential zoning. Banaszak says the neighbors are not opposed to additional housing. The problem is that Harris has not revealed what he plans to build on the property. Commercial zoning could mean everything from housing to offices to restaurants, retail stores, even car lots.
Once the property is converted to light commercial, it opens it up to all kinds of purposes in our residential neighborhood.
While Harris won't talk specifics, he says the property is perfect for mixed-use development, which he argues is more compatible with commercial zoning.
Flat land in Juneau, buildable land, is hard to find, and it should be taken advantage of and maximized, not limited and obstructed. It's foolish to put a few small homes on a nice, flat, larger parcel, and especially not alongside a main thoroughfare. It's common sense to put commercial in a visible area.
Assembly members reached Friday declined to comment because their deliberations on the decision were held in executive session. City Attorney Amy Mead wrote the draft decision. She expects the Assembly to discuss it before voting. The Atlin rezone request is one of several emotionally charged land use appeals to come before the Assembly in recent years. If the Assembly approves the draft decision, opponents of the Atlin rezone would have 30 days to appeal in Superior Court. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.